A lot of times when you win, a lot of the mistakes kind of get shoved under the rug, and when you lose, they kind of get exemplified. So, you know, you really need to be on top of that stuff and not have those mistakes week to week. We haven't lost any confidence or anything like that. I mean, it was a tough game, and we didn't pull it out in the end, but... you know, we haven't lost any confidence for him. We're ready to move on and get ready for Washington.
Coach said you kind of got a maintenance day or whatever. You feeling all right?
Yeah. Just, you know, it's that kind of time of the season where, you know, just make sure you're 100% and take care of things. But just stay on top of everything.
We talked about what we did wrong. Everybody admitted their mistakes. Figure out what we can do better and try to eliminate doing those same mistakes over again. And we kind of just... set the reset button, and we're going to start another streak. It's time for another one. Every quarterback that we play has been mobile, it seems like, this year. And, I mean, it definitely tests the whole defense as a whole. We got to fit up the runs perfect. We got to be ready for the play-action passes. And, I mean, it's no different, really, than playing Michael Vick or Terrell Pryor. So we just have to continue to kind of watch those games and what we did and use them this week.
Outside of RG3, who's your biggest concern on their offense?
I would say Pierre Garçon. He's a great receiver. And from what I've been watching, number 86, their tight end, Reed. He had a phenomenal game last week. And I expect them to continue to try to feed him the ball.
You know, man, I have a lot of respect for Coach Shanahan. You know, he was the guy that gave me my first chance to play in the NFL. Much respect, and that's an honor. He called me twice to make sure. One was to tell me, you know, we want you here in Denver, and two was, hey, we want you here in Denver, so make sure you get out here and give us a shot. So, you know, I'm extremely proud, and it was a blessing that I got a call from a head coach, Coach Shanahan, at the time. You know, it was an exciting moment for me. He's one of those guys that always kept it straightforward. You know, he never BS'd anybody. He always told you exactly what you wanted to hear from a head coach. And, you know, he never cut you short on anything. He kept it real. So, you know, me and him had a straightforward relationship, and I believed in him, and he believed in me.